afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, March 17, 2014. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver.
Please join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this precious life you have bestowed upon us, allowing us, your children, the opportunity to serve you and mankind. Thank you for this great nation, one nation, under God, where we can speak freely, worship freely, and actively participate in a government for the people and by the people. I ask that you lead and guide this governing body today, that we have the wisdom to make the right decisions for the right reasons. These things we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Please join me in reciting our pledge to our nation's flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I think we'll actually go a little bit out of order on our posted agenda, and we will initially take the agenda item B under County Clerk up for consideration, which is to open up a public hearing to discuss the successful designation of countywide polling location program. Prior to us taking up agenda item A under County Clerk a little bit later on in the session, Ms. Guidry, would you like to give us an overview of what the plan program is and what your proposals are today?
Yeah, thank you, Judge. The reason we need to have a public hearing is because the last two elections we've had the countywide polling location program in place, and that's whereas the citizens of Jefferson County can vote on election day at any one of the polling locations without voting within their precinct polling locations. And what we want to do is continue this program ongoing without having the pre-approval of the Secretary of State before each election. So if we apply for the successful designation and we are approved, then we can go forward and be grandfathered without having to apply before each election.
Gotcha. Is there any member of the audience who wishes to speak for or against the Commissioner's Court action on agenda item B under County Clerk, or excuse me, agenda item, well, I'm trying to get this computer to work. Let me go to County Clerk. Here it is. Agenda item A, which consider, approve, receive, file, and execute an application to the Secretary of State for a successful designation of the countywide polling location program in Jefferson County. And if this is approved, the Jefferson County would be grandfathered for also known as vote centers. Ma'am.
Judge, I'm Dora Nisby. I'm the precinct judge for 8485 Jefferson County. And I would like to see the Commissioner's Court approve this so that it might be grandfathered in and it would be permanent, because I see that it's more convenient for the voters where they can vote wherever they are, whether they're at work or at home, but at any polling location in Jefferson County. I think it will improve the voter turnout, and I know that it would be more convenient for the voters. It would even be less frustrating, because as a judge, I have seen voters come in, they're very frustrated because they have been to one or two or more locations that was not there. Designated precinct location, they could not vote. But in the past two elections, we have had people to come into our own location because it was convenient for them, and they themselves expressed the gratitude for being able to vote anywhere. So I think it would be good for the county. Thank you for allowing me to speak.
Judge, if I may, I would also like to say from the March 4th primary election, on election day, we had 30% of the voters vote outside of their their designated polling location. And I think that as time goes and the citizens are aware of the opportunity to vote outside of their precincts, that number will certainly increase with time. Yes, sir, that's correct.
Anyone else? If not, we will close this public hearing and we'll go ahead and take up that agenda item A, which is to consider, approve, receive, file, and execute an application to the Secretary of State for a successful designation of the countywide polling location program in Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on that item? Been moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and possibly approve, execute, and receive and file a renewal for a term contract for crushed slag and asphalt products for Jefferson County with Martin Asphalt Company for a second additional 1-year renewal from April 28, 2014 to April 27, 2015. Item B is to consider and possibly approve expenditures for removal and closure report for the 2,000-gallon UST, that's an underground storage tank, at 3890 FM 3514, which is the former TYC Al Price facility in Beaumont, in the amount of $9,747.05. That would be paid for out of capital project. Item C is consider and possibly approve the disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do we have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Move.
I have a second. I have a question on this. What are we going to do?
I believe it's going to be.
It has to be disposed of, sir.
Has to be disposed.
Judge, Commissioners, Mr. Rayo has recommended this along with David Knight and David Fontenot. They went out and looked at the tank as a part of their inspection of the facility overall. As you know, earlier I informed the court that we're going through an inventory of that facility, as there was other items left there, and we have an obligation to go through an inventory everything and account for it through our proper procedures. So purchasing is doing that, and then of course, David Knight is going over all the maintenance of the facility. There's a lot of items out there that are in disrepair. So we want to make sure that the place is climate controlled so that no other damage occurs inside the facility. As a part of that inspection, this tank was discovered. As I see it, we have an obligation here. Obviously, we wish the state would have maybe moved on this, but it is our responsibility, and so I go with what, you know, Mr. Rayo and them are recommending.
Been moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, we have two items. Item A is to receive and file financial statements for the Texas Juvenile Justice Department grant funds for the year ended August 31st, 2013, and item B is regular county bills, check numbers 391290 through 391617. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Moving on, we will go to one item under County Commissioners, which is consider and possibly approve proclamation for the Julie Rogers Gift of Life program. Do I have a motion on that item? Been moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Who is here representing Julie Rogers today? Ms. Berry, if you'll give me a second to read this proclamation, then
okay,
I will give you an opportunity to visit with the court and the public. Proclamation reads, whereas March 19th, 2014 is National Kick Butts Day, a national day of activism that encourages youth to stand up and speak out against tobacco usage, Whereas in recognition of National Kick Butts Day, the Gift of Life Youth Advisory Council members will organize an awareness campaign to educate young people about the harmful consequences of tobacco usage, which includes serving as peer-to-peer ambassadors, motivating teens to don't smoke your life away. Whereas to address the public health epidemic associated with tobacco products, the Gift of Life implemented the Don't Smoke Your Life Away tobacco program in 2004 to combat the tobacco industry's influence and outreach on area youth, while also educating Southeast Texans on the health care hazards and economic impact of smoking. Whereas tobacco remains the number one cause of preventable death, killing more than 400,000 people in the United States each year, and of all adult smokers nationwide, 90% began smoking while in their teens or earlier, and 2/3 became regular smokers before they reached the age of 19. Whereas it is estimated that 17.4% of Texas high school students smoke, and 800 million packs of cigarettes are consumed by kids under the age of 18 each year, and it is estimated that more than 6 million of them will ultimately die from smoking unless rates decline. And the tobacco industry spends more than $8.8 billion annually on marketing and advertising, which directly contributes to the number of kids who try smoking and become regular smokers. And whereas scientific evidence supports one of the best ways to reduce the power of tobacco marketing is an aggressive public education campaign. And further, whereas the Gift of Life is committed to saving our children through its tobacco initiatives by reducing smoking rates, protecting our children and others from secondhand smoke, and ultimately reducing diseases caused by tobacco. Now therefore be it resolved by the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County that they hereby proclaim Monday, March 17th, 2014 as Kick Butts Day in Jefferson County, and we urge all citizens to participate in this initiative. Ms. Berry.
Good afternoon, Judge Brannick, Commissioners. My name is Connie Berry, and on behalf of the Julie Rogers Gift of Life, I am here this afternoon to talk about the Gift of Life Youth Council and Kick Butts Day. The Gift of Life Youth Council is comprised of more than 50 students from 22 regional high schools in Southeast Texas. Our Youth Council chose Kick Butts Day as their spring project to help encourage their peers to reject tobacco and tobacco industry's deceptive marketing, particularly to those under 18 years of age. Their goal as school leaders is to make daily school announcements and broadcast profound tobacco statistics during the week of Kick Butts Day, March 17th through March 21st. Kick Butts Day is on March 19th and is a national day of activism that empowers the youth to speak up and take action against tobacco use at more than 1,000 events from coast to coast.
Good afternoon. My name is Joseph Trahan, and I'm a senior at Hampshire Met High School, where I serve as a student body president. And I'm here today to share with you some information pertaining to tobacco use. Did you know that tobacco is the leading cause of preventable death in the United States, imposing a terrible toll in health, lives, and dollars on families, businesses, and the government? Tobacco kills more than 400,000 people annually, more than AIDS, alcohol, car accidents, illegal drugs, and murder-suicides combined. The National Cancer Institute reports that tobacco accounts for at least 30% of all cancer deaths and an astounding 87% of lung cancer deaths.
Hi, my name is Tina Nguyen, and I am a senior at Nederland High School, where I serve as the student body president. The Gift of Life Youth Council strives to enlighten and impact their classmates about the harmful effects of tobacco, with such facts as 3,500 kids try their first cigarette each day in the United States. 1,000 of these become regular smokers each day. That's more than 250,000 new underage daily smokers in this country each year. Right now, more than 3.6 million middle and high school students still smoke.
I'm Hannah McGowan, and I'm also from Nederland High School. I'm a senior, and I also participate in student council. And are you aware that nationwide, nearly 1 in 5 high school students are currently smokers, and 4.9% of 8th graders also smoke? Roughly 1/3 of all youth will die prematurely from smoking-related diseases.
And Judge Brannick and Commissioners, these are three among our more than 50 high school students that represent the Gift of Life Youth Council. We ask each of you this afternoon as to raise awareness and encourage our youth to remain tobacco-free and healthy. The Gift of Life is committed to saving our children through its tobacco initiative by reducing smoking rates, protecting our children and others from secondhand smoke, and ultimately reducing diseases caused by tobacco. Thank you for your support, and please know we appreciate each of you very much.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the work that y'all do in the community, as always, on so many different fronts, and we certainly appreciate these young people who are working so hard to educate their peers on the dangers of tobacco use. It's been more than 20 years since I quit smoking, but it was a nasty habit, and makes your breath and your clothes smell bad, in addition to the health effect.
I'd like to thank the students for your leadership, for your moral courage to stand up with your peers and share that information. I know that's not easy sometimes to be out front like that and be on point, and it's recognized and doesn't go unnoticed, so thank you.
Ms. Rogers?
Thank you. I'm so proud of these young people as well. And Connie, thank you so much for taking the lead. And we have other staff members who are here. And Dora Nisby is also one of our officers, and we thank her for her tremendous impact in the region. This has been a program that we've had actually for nearly 10 years. It's something that we believe in very strongly. Now it seems to be more in vogue, particularly with CBS having made a decision that will have an impact of $2 billion on their bottom line in the sale of cigarettes. But we know that one-third of all cancer deaths are attributed to tobacco. I've been in this field for a long time, more than 50 years, because of family incidents of cancer. And this is the one preventable area that can really make a tremendous impact on our health care costs in this country, and particularly in Jefferson County. The statistics that are so overwhelmingly impactful are that the tobacco companies spend billions of dollars on lobbying and advertising and everything that they can do to convince young people to begin this habit. And what is being done on the other side is just a very small, little tiny part of the whole picture. But when you realize that 800 million packs of cigarettes are consumed by kids under the age of 18 on an annual basis. You heard me. 800 million packs of cigarettes under the age of 18 each year. And it is estimated that more than 6 million of those individuals, kids, will die prematurely from smoking at some point in their lives. So everyone realizes, I think, that what we're doing is appropriate. On the other hand, it's a hard habit to break. And we are here to try to help. We have actually implemented in Beaumont Independent School District since October a particular individual who is doing only tobacco programming, prevention. And she is reaching out to 900 students during a 40-week period. And we're underwriting it. I am underwriting it because I believe so strongly in this. Until we get support from other folks throughout the region. We also have a particular emphasis in the detention center, the Minnie Rogers Juvenile Justice Center, and the youth on probation through our IEA program, because we know those kids are really, really, they're very vulnerable to a lot of peer pressure. So we're working in all areas. We appreciate your support. We know that you understand the importance of it. And we're particularly sensitive to the fact that this is a habit that is very difficult to break. We're not here to embarrass anybody. We're here to be helpful and hopefully to be able to make a huge difference in healthcare in Jefferson County over the next 25 years. Thank you so much.
We thank you so very much for the work that y'all have
done. Don't smoke your life away.
Underwriting those. that's a single biggest negative impact on our health insurance cost here at the county. In our employee benefits pool is from tobacco use. That's the biggest we could probably drop our rates dramatically if everyone would quit smoking.
And I understand that there are insurance companies that are asking that question, and if you do not smoke, your rates are lower.
There are a lot that are rating it, mm-hmm. and there are some, especially for the young people that are going to be going on to college and going out in the workplace. There are a lot of employers nowadays that aren't hiring smokers. And it's not illegal discrimination to refuse to hire a smoker.
You know, while I'm standing here, I have to take the opportunity to say that I hope that those who are listening and have not attempted to do so will try to get covered by March 31st under the Affordable Care Act. I serve on the Harris County Hospital District Foundation Board, and I listen to the statistics over there and the fact that I think it's only 295,000 Texans as of last week had signed up for affordable care. But it's a tremendous opportunity, and particularly because there are federal subsidies available, and the churches over there are doing a lot of work in the community. So I hope that you all will reach out as much as you can and encourage our residents of Southeast Texas who do not have insurance to register. It's a lot easier than they say. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We appreciate you. Congratulations. All right. Under County Treasurer, item A is consider and possibly authorize the County Treasurer to execute release of excess collateral with Wells Fargo Bank N.A. for the funds of Jefferson County and Jefferson County District and County Clerk's Trust Fund. And item B is receive and file the investment schedule for February 2014, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. I see Mr. Funches that we're about up to 88 basis points on our average weighted yield, when I think last year we were about 37, so looks you like you've more than doubled, but we're still under 1%.
That's true, but I've been able to capture some pretty good rates here, and we're going to start seeing the proceeds from those over the next few months because they pay coupons every six months. But I'm getting a lot of these at 1%, and I think the weighted average is the highest it's been on this portfolio since I've been in office.
Yes, sir.
And I like the numbers on that last page. We've made $127,000 in investment income so far this year, so. It's not much, but it's $127,000.
Very good. Thank you so much, Mr. Punch.
Thank you.
All right. Under District Attorney, one item is to consider and approve reallocation of one investigator budgeted position in the Criminal District Attorney's Office effective April 1st, 2014. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our agenda and the addendum. Is there anything anyone wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Judge, I'd like to say something.
Mr. Braille?
I attended a meeting this morning at the Aniwak National Refuge headquarters. And it was presented by the General Land Office. It was a pre-proposal meeting where contractors were invited to come and go through the process of submitting proposals for the first beach berm project. It'll be a 10-mile project, and their schedule is to have the proposals in by the end of this month, and hopefully to award to a contractor by the first week in May. And that means the contractor should be on the ground by the end of May. So that's good news for our county. This will be a 10-mile stretch of the beach, and it'll be the first contract to be let.
Has the sand source issue been resolved with the GLO?
The sand source has been offered to LJA. They're going back out and reevaluate the sand source and verify the facts that we know should be there. So as soon as that is complete, then they will go into a contract to bring that sand on shore.
Mr. Rayo, that 10 mile stretches from where to where?
It basically starts at, I'm going to say Perkins Levee, and goes east. I believe it's the center 10 miles of the project.
Okay. Which is all in Jefferson County,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's all in Jefferson County.
Now, this is using the $3.2 million from Fish and the $5 million, $4.9 million from round two?
I believe, yes, this is the money that the state kept and applying to the project. Doesn't have anything to do with the project we're working on.
Okay.
Ours will be in addition to that.
How much is it going to take to complete the whole project?
The project is about 20 miles long.
20 miles?
Yes. And by the time they do their 10 and we do our approximately 3 or so, we'll have half of it done.
Okay.
But
that's just the beach dune. That does not include a roadway and, you know, obviously we're hoping we're going to get that from BP.
But that's the moving back of the roadway, relocation,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes, this is just a clay core, and it will be built to elevation 6 all the way across. So they will immediately stop the most important section of intrusion by salt water from normal tide use.
The design, Mr. Rayo, would be, as far as access, would be, how is that design, that 10 mile or 13 mile, is the design for us access to the beach considered in that?
If you mean to allow traffic to go through there?
Well, right. I mean, when we start doing additional.
We really won't have access to the beach until we do the sand.
The sand.
Onshore project.
Right.
Because right now it's all clay,
mm-hmm.
and I don't encourage anybody to try to drive through there.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of that 10 miles down there is closed off by Fish and Wildlife anyway. They don't allow any driving on most of that.
And that will only increase with the development of this dune, because they do not want anyone allowed on that dune and destroy it with dune buggies and four-wheelers and all that sort of stuff. So they're going to be having to keep a watchful eye on that, because it would not take long to destroy the height of that dune with four-wheelers.
Thank you very much for that report, Mr. Rayo. Anything further?
Thank you, Ms. Gidley, for that report also.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sure everybody know that we have a recount that's going on. And just to let you know, we did start this morning at 8 o'clock. It is still going on. So far, what we've done, we're pretty much exact where we were. And I don't think there's going to be any discrepancies at the end of the day, just so you know.
Okay. And these revised precinct locations that we've been presented?
Spoken to each of the commissioners, and that's just a proposal for the May 10th election. I don't feel like because of the election, May 10th is just for that Senate district, state Senate district, District 4 seat. It's gonna be a small election, and I don't think the turnout is gonna be that great. And I don't want to waste a whole lot of taxpayers' dollars. I thought it would be good in the best interest of the county just to downsize for that particular election our polling locations. In that election, we only have 4 candidates on the Republican ticket. And I've talked to all the commissioners about downsizing just for that May 10th election only. So if they're in agreement with this, that's just a proposal for May 10th election only.
What about for the runoff?
The runoff election, we still will have all of our polling locations. The only thing we're going to downsize for the runoff election will be the number of early voting locations that we have. Instead of 11, we're going to have 5, one in each commissioner's precinct, and then, of course, the main early voting location, which is the courthouse. Commissioner Alford, you have a question? Okay, and that's because our runoff is statewide.
All right.
But if you all want, I mean, if you pleasure anything different, just let me know ahead of time. Time is short. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything further? Not, then we are adjourned. Thank you.